The Sojourner, Day 3. Spiritual sojourners vary according to what they are looking for. The internal sense of sojourners, orphans, and widows in the Word. Psalm 146, verses 9 and 10. O Yehovah keeps the sojourners. The orphan and the widow he sustains, but the way of the wicked he subverts. Yehovah will reign to eternity. Thy God, O Zion, to generation and generation. Hallelujah! In Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 28 and 29, at the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring out all the tithe of thine increase in that year, and shall place it in thy gates. And the Levite, because he has no part nor inheritance with thee, and the sojourner, and the orphan, and the widow, who are within thy gates, shall come, and shall eat, and be satisfied, that Yehovah thy God may bless thee in all the work of thy hand which thou doest. Arcana Celestia 48:44. This passage, as in several others, the sojourner, orphan, and widow are named jointly, because by the sojourner are signified those who wish to be instructed in the truths of faith, by the orphan, those who are in good without truth and desire to be led to good by means of truth, and by the widow, those who are in truth without good and desire to be led to truth by means of good. These three are named jointly here and elsewhere in the Word for the reason that in the internal sense they constitute one class, inasmuch as by them, taken together, are signified those who wish to be instructed and to be led to good and truth. Arcana Celestia 9200. The sojourner, the orphan, and the widow are often named together in the Word. When these three are thus mentioned together, they fall with the angels into one sense, namely, that with those who are in the church, good and truth are to be conjoined according to order, thus reciprocally, truth with good and good with truth. For by a sojourner are meant those who wish to be instructed in such things as are of the church. By widows, the conjunction of good with truth, and by orphans, the conjunction of truth with good. And this conjunction is reciprocal. The case is similar with all other passages in the Word. When explained as to the internal sense, they seem scattered, but with the angels, they are combined into one sense, even into one idea. Arcana Celestia 3703, section 19. From what has been said, it may also be known what is signified in the internal sense of the word by orphans, that is, by those who are without a father, namely, those who are in a state of innocence and charity, and desire to know and to do what is good, and are not able. In such a state especially are those outside of the church, of whom the Lord takes care, and in the other life adopts as sons, because these are signified by orphans. And because these are signified by orphans, therefore, when these are mentioned in the Word, in many passages, there are also mentioned sojourners and widows. For by sojourners are signified those who are being instructed in goods and truths, and by widows, those who are in a state of good and not so much in truth, and those who are in a state of truth and not so much in good, and yet desire to be in those states. Inasmuch as by these three terms, orphans, sojourners, and widows, somewhat similar is signified in a series, therefore, as before said, in many passages they are mentioned together. From what has been said, it may now be seen what is signified in the genuine sense by Father, namely, good. And in the supreme sense, it signifies the Lord. Questions. How are children spiritual sojourners? Do children experience orphan and widow states? Can we identify when we or others are in orphan-like states? How can we instruct spiritual orphans in matters of truth, or seek truth ourselves when we are in this state? Can we identify when we or others are in widow-like states? How can we instruct spiritual widows in matters of good, or seek good ourselves when we are in this state? How does prayer help us if we are in a widow or orphan state?